Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
But I want to talk to Dara Maloney, who, of course, would have worked with Bill down through the years very, very closely. Dara, I suppose I should say commiserations and condolences to everyone in the sports department because he was part of your family.
Yeah, absolutely, and had been for many years. And look, you know, I suppose you mentioned Hillary and Jill and Sally, and I'm thinking of them this morning and how hard this all is. I think the other, you know, he was part of everyone's family because we kind of, like I know, like I'm, what, 43 in December. I grew up watching Bill. I grew up listening to him, admiring him, idolising him, and then to actually kind of meet him and then to go to work with him. Was astonishing. And it's funny, I think he must have met about 30 people in wardrobe the other day. You were one of them because I spoke to so many people yesterday. So I saw Bill down in wardrobe and he was getting ready for this new program. And I was down there myself yesterday. We were doing a piece on Soccer Republic last night and I was trying to get something to wear and just happened to walk in the back of wardrobe and there were all Bill suits lined up on the railing. And it was just, look, this whole thing is surreal. We were talking about it last night, as I mentioned, on Soccer Republic, and just before the programme started, George Hamilton was with me and Brian Kerr and Peter Collins was presenting. And we just said, God, you know, this is just absolutely ridiculous, surreal, weird that we're sitting here talking about Bill, because you just... You feel he's going to be, and that's naive, I know, but you feel he's just going to be around forever, you know?
Yeah, and you kind of had half thought that he'd... I think you still think we're going to bump into him in war.
Yeah, no, and you're absolutely right, no matter what. And particularly, like, with so many people, the support that you got from him, and say, in my own instance, like, that started, you know, years and years ago when I first met him when I was in college. But, you know, in more recent times when I was doing what I was doing, and kind of he knew, I think he kind of, like, he knew, listen, you're going to have to replace a national treasure and an icon and all that stuff. But he knew how big a deal that was, and he would always mention it in interviews about himself. And, you know, sometimes it might be slightly out of context, but he'd throw in my name. And that was just in later years, that was his way, or in later recent months, that was his way of being supportive and of kind of throwing you something that you could hold on to, that, like, if Bill thinks I'm doing okay, well, then that's all right, you know. So he was incredible in that way, and always looking at the next generation. I think Ryan Nugent mentioned it on the 1 o'clock news yesterday about how he always had an eye on who was coming up next, what they needed, how he could support them and how he could help them develop.
He's part of that generation, I think, of men and women who are new. And they're new in the sense that at the age he was at, he just wasn't old. Bill didn't look, act or seem like an old man. He was not a man who needed to retire in my head, in the sense that there's a whole generation that we haven't got used to who are just not old despite being in their 70s and beyond.
Yeah, exactly. Look, like, I suppose when you see 76 written down, I kind of got a shock because, like, I think of Bill as, like, you know, late 50s, early. And you go back, you see those pictures from 1990, the World Cup, the famous bit after the match in Genoa when we beat Romania. And he still looks the same. He had this yellow jumper on, but you go, okay, grand, that was in fashion then. But he just still looks exactly the same. And you know, like, talking about retiring, like, he was the busiest man I had ever seen. You know, he had his... Yeah. When we were doing the World Cup last year, which was just the most incredible job of work in its duration, you know, and you're working every day for the first 24 days, and then there's a break of one day, and then you're back again, and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm younger than him. I found it unbelievably hard, and, you know, just how mentally demanding it is, but also physically. And you'd see him popping into the office, where, you know, I'd be finished one thing, he'd be arrive in to take over from you. Hi, how are you? And he'd be the chirpiest man in the building, and you'd be sitting kind of slouched over the desk, absolutely shattered. So, you know, I don't know where he got his energy from, and he certainly, you know, 76, when you see it written down, it gave me a surprise and a shock, I have to say.
All right, Darren, thank you for taking the call this morning, and, as I say, wish you and your colleagues there in the sports department the best. It's not an easy time.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks again. All the best, Darren.
Best of luck. Bye-bye.